Did you hit? Because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello, Karen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you up here this morning.
Good. Yeah, nice to be here.
I'm enjoying
feels
your
like
little...
a nice book.
Oh,
feels
nice. I don't know what the word for that kind of soft matte cover is, but it has got a very specifically nice feeling.
It's kind of satin.
I was just noticing your little Time Out cat pin that got on, though. That's very cute.
Oh, that's cute.
Yes. We have these for sale for $6.
They're so cute.
Oh, nice.
They're really
cute because they're really small and sort of unobtrusive.
And who doesn't like cats? Well, actually, some people don't like cats.
Well, yes. They're monsters, those people.
Yeah, too right, Karen, too right.
Hey, what are we talking about this morning?
So the book I've got today is called Trick Mirror, Essays on Self-Delusion, and it's by Gia Tolentino. And I've been anticipating this collection for months.
Really?
And months. It's a kind of a publishing highlight of the year, and I think other people were really excited too because our first shipment sold out immediately.
Really?
Yeah, and we had so many special orders for it. So Gia Tolentino, people will probably know her because she's a staff writer at The New Yorker. She rose through personal writing through online platforms like Jezebel and The Hairpin, and she's just a really brilliant cultural critic. And she's been called the voice of the millennial generation. And I would just say she's simply a strong, clear voice of reasoned sanity.
So are all the essays by her?
All the essays are by her. And they're new essays, so they're not collected works from The New Yorker.
So this is all fresh stuff.
Fresh stuff.
It is telling when the testimonies on the front of your book are from Zadie Smith and Rebecca Solnit, and on the back they're comparing you to Susan Sontag and Joan Didion. You know,
totally.
That's quite the accolade there.
And I do get a bit sick of people saying, this is like Joan Didion, because it's almost like any woman who's a smart writer.
You can write. And you're a woman.
Gets compared to her. But I think the endorsements on the front from Zadie Smith and Rebecca Solnit speak volumes. I mean, Rebecca Solnit is it, really.
She says the best young essayist at work in the United States.
We
That's
can trust
a big
her.
Old statement.
Yeah,
That's
and we can really trust Rebecca Solnit. But so we're all digital animals, right? And this is a collection of essays that kind of focus on the anxieties of coming in the digital world, living in the digital world, and contemporary internet culture. Mm-hmm. You won't probably read a better book around at the moment about this. It's such a book of the time.
Cool.
Yeah. Kind of living in the era of the self and the self in the internet. So it's a really bracing mix of reportage, personal history and cultural criticism. And so it's perfectly pitched. And Tolentino's writing about this in the corporate and politicisation of feminism.
Mm-hmm.
She's writing about the 2016 Trump election and the kind of online aggravation that was around that.
It's interesting, I think, now that we're a couple years on from that, seeing some of the like pieces of writing and even like some of the podcasts I've been listening to that are talking about it now.
I
always come back to that Key and Peele sketch that happened, I think, the week of the Trump election, and it was a bunch of, I guess, Democrat supporters sitting in a room, and all the white supporters like going, "Oh my god, I can't believe this is happening! I can't believe this is happening!" And the black people in the room being like, "Well, we can," you know.
Yes.
And I always think
yes.
that is the thing I saw from that sort of immediate period of time that has been the most true to how everything's kind of felt since then.
Yeah,
it's really interesting looking back on how people feel.
I've been listening back to a podcast by two dope queens talking about when it was happening, and it is like reading about it and listening about it is really interesting now, I think.
Yeah, just that kind of little bit of hindsight but still kind of in that moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So she's writing about capitalism, late capitalism and recession and the effects and the self-deceptions and collective delusions around that, and selfhood, which she calls the petroleum of the internet. Kind of, you know, like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram kind of selling data.
That's such a good line, the petroleum of the internet.
It's kind of full. You can't even single any out because there are lots of really good lines in here.
Right.
The first essay is called The Eye in Internet, and it's a long essay about the evolution of the internet from online chat rooms and blogging. And Tolentino grew up with the internet, so she's never known a time to not have the internet, and she was kind of doing quite primitive blogging since she was about 8 years old. So she's kind of, she's a digital native. And so she's examining and dissecting the lived reality versus the online reality, which of course exist alongside, right? And the kind of really bleak anxiety around that. But I really love her style. And I think it kind of stems from what you guys were talking about, the 2016 election and the anxieties around that. And she kind of realised, do I know what I think?
Yeah.
And so she's not starting out with an answer and writing a piece to support that. She's kind of writing her way through something.
I like that. I love
and
that
I think
kind of
really
writing,
good writing can do that rather than kind of arguing an existing point.
I think that's good because you can kind of read with a sense of like open-mindedness, which I feel like sometimes when you read things that you can see there was a point beforehand and then they're sort of making a case for it.
Yeah.
That sort of waiting for the conclusion to wrap it up.
So, yeah, it's very self-reflective.
I see that there's an essay called Reality TV Me. Did you read that one?
I haven't read that one yet. No, that's the one I haven't read, but the one that I
like to read that one.
I really, really loved my favourite piece is 7 Defining Scams of the Millennial Era.
Wow.
And it is so good. So she's talking about the whole kind of Fire Festival fiasco and Facebook and kind of how a generation have actually facilitated and allowed that to happen to themselves. So it's pretty harsh and pretty amazing.
So does she actually touch on Fire Festival?
She does.
She talks about
she does. Yeah.
That felt like such a culmination of internet culture in the real world.
And she goes into that in this piece. It's really interesting.
If you're not sure what Fire Festival is at home, it was this infamous thing where all these really wealthy and sort of like fashion
influencers.
Instagram influencers were all hyping up this festival, and then everybody arrived at the festival and it was like a war zone.
Nothing there, nothing accommodation, no food.
It's like the festival that did and didn't happen.
And they kind of knew that it wasn't going to happen.
But the people who were arriving didn't. So it was like the people who put the festival on knew, but the people who were going to the festival had no idea.
It's kind of
bonkers.
Like something that J.G. Ballard would probably be writing about if he was around now. You know, like kind of turning people into these kind of savages. But it's very now, and I just think this book is astonishingly up to the minute.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So remind us of the name again.
So it's called Trick Mirror, Essays on Self-Delusion by Gia Tolentino.
And how much is this one going to set you back?
$33.
And it's quite reasonable.
Yeah, it's a really nice looking paperback too.
And you get a discount with your B card, don't you, Karen?
Absolutely. Come
time
in.
Out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Come into time out.
Fantastic. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.
It certainly was.